Welcome to today's daily devotional, September 21st. The manifestation of spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. The manifestation of spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Each one of us has at least one spiritual gift. Each local church is comprised of members who have the exact measure of the spiritual gifts needed to carry out its specific God-given call and ministry. No one gift is more important than another. The idea of a professional clergy dominating the congregation and doing the vast majority of the work is foreign to the New Testament ideal. It is a sad commentary that in most churches, so many people simply attend services and never really develop and use their gifts that might so enrich the local assembly and the cause of Christ. The gift of pastor, although related to the concept of biblical eldership, is only one gift given by the Holy Spirit and is not necessarily more important than other gifts. Giving a service, for instance. Do you have the gift of faith? If so, then offer the vision God has given you for the direction of the church and give testimony to the faithfulness of God and how he hears and answers prayers. Do you have the gift of encouragement? Surely there are times when others are despairing. Lift them up on eagle's wings by empathizing with them, praying with them and for them, and rejoicing with them as they rejoice. Do you have the gift of mercy? Then do acts of mercy by listening to that woman who has just lost her husband, or that child who feels that there is nobody in the world who loves him. We could go on forever cataloging the myriad ways in which we can use our God-given spiritual gifts. The questions I pose to the reader or hearer of this message are these. Which natural and or spiritual gifts and abilities do you have, and are you using them? Be honest with yourself before God, and may he guide you in greater grace and knowledge of him and of his will for you. For further understanding, it is recommended that the readers of this devotional also read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in its entirety, to gain a stronger understanding of the importance of using one's gifts, especially within the context of the local church congregation.